but a new family. The other Lou family, they have a, there used to be a store called Sunwing Wall.
Mm-hmm.
Sunwing Wall is a curio store.
Mm-hmm.
And they live upstairs. Mm-hmm. Then the store is downstairs on Los Angeles Street.
What did they sell? Like
oh, curio. Mm-hmm. You know, all kind of art pieces and, you know, vase or what they call vase or whatever. Bowls and all kind of things.
From China.
Yeah, all from China, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Beautiful thing. It's like what they have down in Chinatown.
Mm-hmm. So you have two Lu family and you have Quan family in the store. And you live there. You didn't have store there.
Yeah.
And what
no,
else?
No store.
Uh-huh.
And then way down the street, there used to be a Paris, they're called Paris Cafe, but mm-hmm. it's a Chinese cafe they call Banlai, you know,
mm-hmm.
Banlai. And it's a Chinese restaurant there.
Uh-huh.
And it's owned by the Four family also. And then they have a couple doors from there go on the left side. There's a Chinese family lived there for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
But they have a ranch
mm-hmm.
out in Downey.
Mm-hmm.
They have a ranch. And they went, they in the vegetable, and then they went into asparagus also.
Uh-huh.
And the Wong family, I know them too.
Uh-huh. They but they didn't have store there.
No,
they didn't.
No, they have a front. They have a store,
oh.
But the front is still, you know, what I tell you is like a store, but uh-huh. then they don't sell too much. And then in the middle of the room there, a lottery.
I see. How about basement?
I don't know the basement.
Do you ever went
no,
down basement?
I never went down basement.
Uh-huh.
My kids never played, and I didn't
mm-hmm.
know anything about that.
Uh-huh. Do you know any tunnel down there?
Yeah, but not tunnel. It's the alley. It's not a tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
It's an alley, but it's in the back of this store, you know, the houses
mm-hmm.
that the people live, but.
Mm-hmm.
To him, probably is a tunnel, but it's not, because it, on the top it's cover up.
Mm-hmm.
And you go in there, it's dark.
Mm-hmm.
And it's narrow.
Mm-hmm.
Say maybe it's about, oh, maybe from here to here, it's 30 feet wide.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's real dark in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, the kids run back and forth,
mm-hmm.
but it's in the back of the house.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, I don't know, maybe that's what he called a tunnel. But
did Chinese raise any chickens or anything at that time?
Nothing.
Uh-huh, I see.
Probably they buy a couple, they probably leave it there for a couple of days, and then they kill it. They, at that time, everybody killed their own fowl and everything. You know, they never did any like store that they have nowadays. It's just all they sell is just, you know, like the poultry and everything. It's already killed, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But what they have nowadays and what we have when we were kids, so different, you know.
Uh-huh.
I mean, just
everything is fresh killed. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so in that building you have, you mentioned about lottery, yeah. And in the old Chinatown, were there things like that, you know, like grocery store, or they have simply gambling house?
I vaguely remember that.
Uh-huh.
I vaguely remember that there was any tunnel. All I remember, though, there was a lot of these little alleys,
mm-hmm.
a lot of alleys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then I remember there's quite a few tunnels more, too, you know.
Uh-huh. Oh, you remember? Do you remember any of them?
Oh, yeah, I remember. The street where I said August Alley,
mm-hmm.
you know, August Alley where my mother lived.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister and I think I had her
mm-hmm.
and my younger sister and all that. That was in the, I don't think she was born yet.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I was even married.
Uh-huh.
Well, maybe.
In August Valley, right?
I think
uh-huh.
I was married.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a tongue war.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a basement down the basement.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever that this man had shot, he shot, there's about three or four men that got killed, and they rolled down to this
basement.
This is actually a basement, but it's not, you know, but it's not a cover basement.
Mm-hmm.
It's a basement, it's open, but it's a basement.
Mm-hmm.
like they roll down there. And then this restaurant is right there.
Mm-hmm.
And this is downstairs. And there's a man got killed. Three men got killed. And then there's another incident that I went down to Chinatown to buy meat.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when I was about 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And the night before, they had a tall war. And right in the corner of this meat market, there was full of sawdust.
Mm-hmm.
And then the policeman was there, and they was investigating. And around across the street there, the building, all the gun hole, you know, gunshot
mm-hmm.
hole, there was all, everybody, they were investigating all the hole, and all the sawdust and the blood was still right there on the, right in the corner of this, the alley was this. This is the alley, and
mm-hmm.
then there's the meat market right there.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw. So I tell my mother all that, you know. My mother says she never goes on. So she said, "Oh," says, "you're so daring. How do you, so a girl like you, go and look at things like that?" And I said, "There's nobody there." I said, "No body or nothing. It's just a sawdust, you know."
Mm-hmm. Your father ever warned you not to go out?
Oh, yeah, not to go out unless we have to go out.
I see.
We do not go out unless we are trying to go out.
I see.
Uh-huh. We don't go out and play or go out in the street or anything. The girls don't. The boys does. It's okay, but the
uh-huh.
girls can go out.
Uh-huh.
But if you go out, you have to be going out for a reason.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Otherwise, you can't go out.
Mm-hmm.
You have to stay around the house, help around the house and do whatever you can, you know,
mm-hmm.
to help your mother.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time, the girls are all busy, you know, they go to school. Like my sister, they go, the few of them that went, they went to Chinese school in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's just, everything is timing, you know,
mm-hmm.
you can't, so the people in the olden time are very, old-fashioned, you call them old-fashioned, but my mother, well, she tried to be as gracious as she can, as most of the Chinese women, they're all gracious, you know,
mm-hmm.
they're trying to be very helpful, and they're very, when you talk to them, they're very pleasant,
mm-hmm.
everything. Everybody you see, you know, you go to the store or you go in the street, you see somebody, you know, always have a mole, a film
mm-hmm.
or something like that, or a sofa pot, you know,
mm-hmm.
like that. So, ooh, you know, your mouth is so good, you know, good girl and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You always call on somebody, you know, mm-hmm. addressing people, you know.
Were the women,
hardly any women go out the street
mm-hmm.
at that time.
And they all stay home or sewing?
Always stay home sewing or cooking or doing something.
Mm-hmm.
They hardly ever go out.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the women are always home.
Mm-hmm. How about the girls?
Well, the girls is the same too, unless they have to go, like I told you, they have to go. Like my aunt, they never go anyplace. If they go and have the escort, and then we have to take them to my mother's house, and then we have to take them back home.
Ah.
Yeah, so they can't go out by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But if they go downtown or anything, somebody takes them, then
mm-hmm.
they go downtown. But
mm-hmm.
they hardly ever go anyplace, you know.
Did your mother ever went back to San Francisco, visit relatives?
Oh, yeah. Go and visit my mother, my grandmother.
Mm-hmm. Your grandmother was in...
Oh, yeah. Was alive and then everything, and so...
She was in Los Angeles, though.
She was living in Chinatown.
Ah.
Yeah, so, that's what I said. If I take my mother down the street, she'll get lost for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You leave her there by herself,
mm-hmm.
she don't know where to go.
Yeah. But did your mother ever go to San Francisco?
After went back there, after she got married, and then not by herself, she went with Hercher, yeah.
Uh-huh.
My sister drove her a couple of times, and then, went to San Francisco quite a few times.
Mm-hmm.
But she keep on saying, San Francisco is changed, and,
yeah.
But she have to remember that the modern days is you know, everything modern.
Can.
But she does not realize that, you know, she's...
Because she doesn't come out.
She don't
often.
Come out, and she doesn't associate with too many people, so she don't understand the meaning of modern, you know. But...
So when you got married, your husband was a bookkeeper.
He's a bookkeeper.
And
a manager at this grocery store.
It's in Chinatown?
In Chinatown.
What's the store's name? Do you remember?
It's Eastern Grocery.
Oh.
Eastern Grocery.
Is it selling American
goods? American
or?
Chinese food.
Oh.
Yeah, American Chinese vegetable and canned goods, mostly, you know.
Uh-huh. Where did your husband came from?
He came from China.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, came from... Huishan.
Oh.
He came from China.
Uh-huh. So he came here when he was really young?
Yeah, he came here when he was about 15 years old.
Uh-huh.
And then when he came here, he really wasn't here. He came here because he has uncle and aunt that was in Sacramento. And that's their headquarters there. And that's where the aunt and uncle they established, and all their relatives was there.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, they sent him to Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a store in Seattle,
mm-hmm.
a building and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So he wanted to bookkeep and manage their grocery store there.
Mm-hmm.
And he was there for I don't know how many years. He was 15, and then I think in his 20s he came back to Los Angeles, mm-hmm. and then. This uncle here in Los Angeles, he opened this grocery store. So and then they said that, the one that you could recommend, everybody recommend is him, you know,
mm-hmm.
tell him to run the store. So
mm-hmm.
he ran the business, he set up the whole store and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so then after that, then my uncle and my cousin, they said that he's a nice boy and everything, so they recommend my mother to match me, to marry
mm-hmm.
me.
I see. When you marry him, how old was he? Then?
He was 20, he's about 9 years older than me.
I see. So at that time, he's still working in the
Eastern
Grocery.
He worked all the way through till about, when my son was about about 7 years old,
mm-hmm.
then he went into business of his own.
Oh.
He went and got into a grocery, you know, meat market and a grocery himself
uh-huh.
with
uh-huh.
another two cousins.
Mm-hmm.
And so
that's in Chinatown.
In
also?
Chinatown,
the old Chinatown.
Old Chinatown.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
No. Interrupting. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's a used to be an old grocery store, and he set it up and he opened it with this two cousins,
mm-hmm.
and they had a butcher shop on one side, and they were doing real good. And then after that, then they made Chinese lap cheong, you know, that's what they made. They made that,
mm-hmm.
and it was. Very good. They were selling it very good and everything. But then after that, then one of the cousins wasn't very faithful.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of whatever they make, they would go into the business, like, put it in his own pocket. So eventually they went bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
So then my husband had to give up his share.
Mm-hmm.
And then his brother was in Sacramento with his uncle and everything, so they sent for him to go and work there.
Mm-hmm.
So he went and worked with his uncle and his brother in Sacramento for all those years, you know, and so.
And he left the family here?
So the family was here,
mm-hmm.
and then in the meantime, I was working at Douglas Aircraft in Santa Monica. Before I worked in Santa Monica, I was working in El Segundo.
Oh.
But that was at night. And when I had my shop, and then I worked at night. But then after that, and then when I had my shop set up the China City there during the day, and then that's all. I worked, during the day. And then I had my children run after school. So then Then after that...
That's when your husband was in Sacramento.
Sacramento, yeah.
Oh.
So then after that, then everybody was kind of closing up, you know, and that they're moving out of there, you know, and everything. So I thought finally the kids don't want to bother with the shop because they're going to high school and everything.
What type of shop? It's also grocery?
A gift shop.
Gift shop.
Just gift shop.
Huh?
So I finally gave it up, you know, I sold all my merchandise and everything, and then I closed up the shop. It was interesting because it was quite an experience.
Yeah.
And you buy and sell and all that, you know, it's quite an experience. And
where did you have this job?
The job that I had, then I went out to, after the shop, I closed up the shop, and then I was working for this diamond shirt company,
mm-hmm.
And I was setting up their shirt. They make wool shirt and all that, order-made shirt,
mm-hmm,
that
mm-hmm.
they make.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have to set it up and I have to sew the button and buttonhole and all that. And I did all that, you know, and 50 cents a shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that for quite a few years.
When was that?
That was in 1940-something, just
uh-huh.
before I moved here.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to talk about your working experience from very beginning, you know, right after you got married and you start helping?
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you start talking about your experience?
After I got married, I...
End tape.